This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Tuesday, January 26th, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning Five and Change. If it's Tuesday, that can mean only one thing. Dwayne Long has joined us. Dwayne, how goes it?
Hey, we're coming up to the end of winter, Dan. I am excited.
Yes, but we will suffer through the final stretch here in Ohio, as we are wont to do in these months. It's quite chilly out. Here's what's warm: the recruiting trail, and especially warm for one Californian who had to get used to some cold weather, and that is Rajon Davis. The modern-day linebacker class of 2021 came here to visit Ohio State with his family over the weekend. We are very lucky here that of the two recruitments going on now, Rajon Davis and JT Tuimoloau, for that matter, in the class of 2021. Greg Biggins, one of our West Coast correspondents, is super close to Rajon Davis, and Brandon Huffman is equally close to JT Tuimoloau, so you'll want to keep it locked in here for updates. The most recent one is premium, so you'll have to dig into that on the front. But generally speaking, it does seem the visit has gotten Rajon Davis and his family more interested in Ohio State. What are your thoughts on Davis as a player?
Dan, I have watched this kid's tape several times. I watched it again yesterday. This is what a modern-day linebacker looks like. Now, this is 10 years ago, he's a strong safety. 5 years ago, they're going to add some more weight to him. He's 220 pounds right now. He's ideal. He plays in space like a safety. He really is. Outstanding in space. Outstanding in coverage. They have him stepping out and covering slot receivers, and he's at home. It's not like you're hoping for the best. No, no. He is absolutely where he can be, where he needs to be. He doesn't make mistakes. He's got the speed. He's got the athleticism. This is what you're looking for, Buckeye Nation, in a linebacker in this day and age with the pass-happy way that the game has gone now. Outside linebackers in particular, not as much middle linebackers, but outside linebackers are getting smaller and faster and more athletic. Even middle linebackers, we're not going to be Andy Katzenmoyer wouldn't even got a smell of linebacker in this day and age. No. You're not going to see many linebackers over 240 pounds anymore. It's just not, it's not that kind of game anymore. And this kid is an absolutely perfect fit. I understand why we're continuing to pursue him. Be ecstatic if we can get him to come to Columbus for the next 4 years.
I was told he's very similar to the outside linebacker at Notre Dame right now, Coromoa, who I'm not going to attempt to do the whole name, but who is rising on draft charts for basically the same reasons we're discussing here. I did think it was going to be JT Tuimoloau or bust, but it does seem like the visit got them more in the mix. Anytime you get the family involved speaking like that, you know you're in good shape. There could be some other new names around here and not necessarily from the recruiting trail. The transfer portal chatter is up and running. There are several prospects rumored to be considering Ohio State. You've picked out two in particular. They are not unknown names. They are probably the most popular names in the transfer portal right now. The first is Elias Ricks, cornerback out of California, who spent his first year at LSU and was decorated as a freshman All-American in many places. He was always seriously considering Ohio State down the stretch. Do you think there's a chance they could pull him out of LSU? And if so, what kind of impact would he make, do you think?
Okay, I really do believe that this is a bona fide thing, that he is very seriously considering coming to Ohio State. We know that, we don't know this, Dan, but it's rumored that he and Cavazos are very good friends. And we know that he had a great time here. He was very happy to have chosen Ohio State. And Ricks just isn't, if you read, read the tea leaves, he just doesn't appear to like where he's at. You know, that happens. Kids make, Mookie Cooper, he just left us. He just wasn't happy here. Okay. So, getting him, Dan, this is a bona fide bad dude. This is a five-star who, if they gave out six stars, he would be a six-star. Elias Ricks is what you're looking for in a cornerback. He's 6 foot two, a well-built kid. He's got the body. He's great in coverage, great ball skills. There's really no weakness in him, his game. He was the number two corner in the country last year. And I don't remember who was number one, but I may want to go look just to see who could be better than Elias Ricks. I mean, with him coming in, with the kids we've got coming in already committed in this class, it just takes this class to a whole nother level. It rivals the Okuda class, and I would say it's even better overall. Yeah. That's a big statement, but that's how good these guys are.
Adding Ricks would kind of be like last year when we got Wade back. I think everyone thought that would solidify the secondary. Sean kind of struggled on the move to the edge, whereas Ricks can step in right as a number one outside corner here and thrive. The other guy you have your eye on, another high-profile name from Tennessee, and another name that they're just trying to challenge me with, and I'm going to go with Henry Tuoto, linebacker.
Yeah, that's a good enough guess. I don't know what it is. I just know this kid is a ball player.
Let's be honest, you called him Tutu.
Yeah, okay. That's how it's spelled. So, yeah. So that could be that too. We don't know. All I know is he's a gamer. This kid, he's explosive. He reads the game so well. He runs great. I play inside or outside. There's no reason not to take him, none whatsoever. We're losing four linebackers. The four guys that had played the most are gone. So bring in a kid like this that's already shown that he can play at a high level in the SEC. I mean, there are two conferences, SEC, Big Ten, everybody else is a dog, is a squirrel trying to get a nut. That's just the way it is. You play in those two conferences, you're a ball player. This kid can play. Another thing about he and Ricks is they're so young. We're not taking juniors or graduates. These guys are freshmen and sophomore years. These are guys that can help us for years to come, and they're elite guys. Now, I don't remember the Tutu or Tuatu as a recruit, but I've seen a film of him at Tennessee, and I can't imagine we would even think about saying no to this kid. And the buzz is that Ohio State's one of the places he's considering going.
If they were able to go into the transfer portal and get those two, it also kind of started a nice trend here of us hand-picking guys for positions we need across the country. I'm not sure that was the intention of the rule, but like most rules, Ohio State and Alabama are going to take advantage of it because they're the big dogs on the block. We're going to take a quick break, come back and talk freshmen.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, Dwayne, we are back. Everybody is getting their words in on who they think the impact freshman will be as they get settled on campus, the early arrivals. I think everyone agrees on one guy, and that's Jack Sawyer. He is basically considered the next Bosa. Both Bosas stepped in day one and were fantastic. Joey was on the field day one all the time, and Nick kind of worked his way in there, and both turned out to be spectacular players. Top player picked at their position in the draft. Jack Sawyer hopefully is on that track, and we've talked about him a lot. Who are some other guys that you think are going to make an immediate impact out of the freshman class?
Immediately, absolutely, I believe this, that Jordan Hancock and Ja'Kalen Johnson, the two cornerbacks coming in this class. You know, we got three other kids that maybe cornerbacks. I think they're safeties, but those two absolutely are cornerbacks. In particular with me, for me, Hancock's a five-star. Just so many things right with this kid. I think he's going to challenge for playing time immediately. It's not going to surprise me if Ja'Kalen Johnson does too. These guys are special athletes. We haven't been recruiting guys of this caliber, and I include Ricks in that, for the last couple of recruiting classes. We've gotten some good cornerbacks that I think might be able to help us this coming year, but these guys are elite. Hancock is definitely a five star, and the Ja'Kalen Johnson is at least a four star. Then you add Ricks in there, and the cornerback room gets so much better immediately with those guys. They're going to challenge for playing time immediately. We've got a history of throwing cornerbacks into the mix. It's a trial by fire here. You come and you take your knocks, and you learn to play the game, and that's the way it is. And then these guys are out of here in 3 years. They got to know that they're going to come in and get an opportunity to play. Travion Henderson, I got to say, you know, Trey Sermon ended the season as our best running back, and he's gone. We don't know what's going to happen with the others. Teague, he's just so one-dimensional, and we've come to understand that. We've come to accept that. If you open a hole where the play call says it's going to open, Teague is a problem. He's big and strong. I mean, why, nobody brings this kid down one guy. And if he breaks the line of scrimmage, he's one of the faster guys on the field. He's going to outrun the defense. He's a straight line, power running guy, power speed guy, doesn't have the great instincts. He's not a shake and bake guy. He doesn't seem to have that great vision. He doesn't. That's one thing that Dobbins was just one of the best at. If the hole wasn't there, he was going to find another one real quick. Teague just does not have that. Okay. Someone said this on the message boards that he would be a fullback in another era, and he would be. Now, you know, we don't know what we got with Crawley because of he's just been injured for so much. And then the big mystery is what's going on with Steel Chambers. he just disappeared. I know that one game he was out with COVID, but the game before that, I didn't hear anything about him being a scratch because of COVID. And the game after that, I didn't see anything about him being a scratch because of COVID. I don't know what's going on there.
He had an ailment that is as bad as COVID. It's called fumbleitis.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that one. Oh, okay. Well, then he's going to fall down the pecking order. Mayan Williams has become a nice, valuable guy that can help. Whenever he gets the ball, he does something with it. Got to give him credit. He's doing the right things. But in the end, there is one guy who is another level, and that is Travion Henderson. No doubt about it. He is special, ladies and gentlemen. Buckeye Nation, this is the best back we've brought in since Ezekiel Elliott. And that's right there says it all. He's special. Running backs are they have the easiest transition of any offensive player for sure. Maybe any player on the field is running backs, because it's really the same skills as high school, just speed it up. I believe Henderson comes in and has immediate impact. What I'm hoping is Crowley is healthy, but I look and see, Teague's okay, and Mayan Williams has been productive when we give him the football. And we'll still see what's going to happen with Steel Chambers, but Travion Henderson is the most talented guy in the running back room. No question about it. He is the guy that if he's not starting first game, he's going to be in the rotation. And by midseason, he'll be the starter.
It'll be the first time since Zeke we have a guy who you miss one tackle and it's six, and that puts a ton of pressure on the defense.
He is that kind of player. Absolutely, he is. He's a guy that he's a game changer. I think he can be a workhorse too. He's a big, strong kid. He doesn't he's not going to be one that you got to limit his carries. Well, let's go over to the defensive side of the ball. And, we have the holes that Togiai's departure created, but we've got the great news. You know, if you could only get one of them back, you would say Garrett. And that's what we got. We got Haskell Garrett back. I think Tommy Togiai could be a first rounder. There was no question that Haskell Garrett was going to be a first round pick. So we getting that back, that's huge. Got Vincent was playing well. The only reason he was not a starter is because you had Togiai and you had Haskell Garrett. That is huge to have those two. Antoine Jackson coming back. He helped us at the end of the year after a slow start. But getting another kid in there that can really help, I'm telling you, Dan has been high on this kid, higher than anybody. That's Mike Hall. Mike Hall is an outstanding football player. Mike Hall is going to be, especially with those veterans in there, that allows them to mix in and not demand that a true freshman be a starter. When you're talking about line play, freshman starters, probably defensive ends. I mean, a Chase Young, Joey Bosa, Nick Bosa, Zach Harrison, those kind of elite talents can come in and play, but when you're talking about offensive line and interior defensive lineman, you're asking a lot of a freshman. But that allows him to work in, learn something, add strength, add a little bit of weight. Mike Hall's a player. And Tyleek Williams is impressive. Watch his film. He's a 300-pound kid, and he moves. He looks physically like he weighs no more than 265, 270. He plays defensive end at 300 pounds and plays it well in high school. Those two guys can come in and have an impact, just giving us depth, and they gain experience and they spend a lot of time with Mick and get that strength that you need to play on the line, interior line, and in college football. Watch those two guys.
I can't imagine what Mike Hall is going to look like in a couple of years after being with Mick. They haven't had an interior guy like that in some time. I have yet to see a guy in the class I like at defensive tackle more than Mike Hall when it comes to the first step. And for an interior guy with that girth to have that ability to penetrate is going to be fantastic. You want to keep it locked in here for the latest. We appreciate Dwayne stopping by. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Okay, Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.